Several thousand refugees are stranded on Greece's border with Macedonia after travel restrictions were imposed Sunday. Macedonia, Croatia, Serbia, Slovenia and Austria appear to be denying entry to all refugees apart from Syrians and Iraqis. The restrictions are causing chaos, says Gemma Gilly of Doctors Without Borders, who spoke to VOA via Skype from a refugee camp at Idomeni.
Based on the fact that Afghanis represent 30% of arrivals in Greece, 5 days from now, all of the reception facilities across the mainland of Greece will be full.
Doctors Without Borders medics have treated hundreds of people who claim they were injured in clashes with Macedonian police, including dog bites. The migrants' refused passage are being bussed back to Athens.
In Syria, there is 5 years' war. In Afghanistan, there is more than 3 decades' war. The ISIS exists in Syria, ISIS exists in Afghanistan. What's the difference between Afghans and Syria?
The Greek Prime Minister warned he would not allow the country to be turned into what he called a warehouse of souls. A majority of EU states last year voted in favour of relocating 120,000 refugees across the bloc, but several Eastern European states are refusing to accept quotas. Conversely, Germany expects to accommodate 3.6 million refugees by 2020, according to internal government estimates reported in local media. At a migration summit in Brussels Thursday, Berlin's interior minister said the flows must be stopped.
Our common goal is that we reinforce the external border between Greece and Turkey to such an extent that the number of refugees is significantly reduced.
Amnesty International has warned that restrictions imposed by some European countries are a breach of European and international conventions.
The majority of countries, with the honourable exception perhaps of Germany, have simply decided that the protection of their borders is more important than the protection of the rights of refugees.
European Council President Donald Tusk warned that a failure to resolve the migrant crisis could increase the likelihood of Britain voting to leave the EU in a referendum scheduled for June. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.